Man, I'll tell you, for the last two hours, all that they've been playing on the networks is Obama endorsing Hillary Clinton. Like, it's a big deal. She's the nominee. She's the nominee. She's the nominee, and everybody knew she would be the nominee. It wasn't anything that people actually thought Bernie Sanders had a chance. I mean, seriously. There's absolutely no way in God's green earth did a smart and logical person think Bernie Sanders would be the nominee. It just wasn't going to happen. It was not going to happen. End of story. Wasn't going to happen. So they're milking it up, man. They're milking it up. They really are. They're just milking it up. Now, dang, man, I lost. Hold on a second. I know. Hold on. Don't get nutty. Hold on. See, I don't have assistance here. Okay. I don't have assistance here. Okay. It's just me. So it's me sitting here behind this microphone rambling away. It's just me. So there's a couple stories. I don't know how much time we'll have to fully get into it, but I have it chalked up on my on my little news feed here. So again, the more these types of news cycles circulate today, okay, the more these types of news stories circulate, the more people will not hear about important stuff. Seriously. Now, a report came out today, and this is, again, I think this is pretty heavy. I think this is, you know, some serious stuff. The Obama administration has actually come out and said 12 detainees that have been released from Gitmo have launched attacks against U.S. or allied forces in Afghanistan, killing about a half a dozen Americans. And this is from U.S. officials. And it all stems back to March, when a senior Pentagon official admitted to lawmakers that a bunch of former Gitmo inmates were responsible for deaths of Americans overseas. I mean, isn't that a big deal? Seriously, isn't that a big deal? It's already noon on the West Coast. It's 3 o'clock on the East Coast. And all they've been talking about is Obama endorsing Hillary, which is, of course, that's going to happen. And that Bernie Sanders met with Obama. And they keep showing the same footage, which is Obama and Bernie walking side by side through the outside, I guess, patio hallway of the White House. Same pictures over and over and over again. No one's talking about terrorists. I mean, let's face it. They're terrorists that Obama let out. I mean, it's a normal pattern for liberals. It's like what happens with illegals. So it happened with Kate Stein, an illegal, breaks the law, and he gets let back out on the streets, breaks the law again, gets let back out on the streets, gets deported, comes back, gets deported, gets let back, and then eventually kills an American. And just like Kate Stein, this story is going to be buried. There is no outrage amongst Wolf Blitzer. There is no outrage amongst Anderson Cooper. There is no outrage. Lawrence O'Donnell. Chris Matthews. I guarantee you, you will not see panels today talking about the 12 detainees released from Gitmo who are now back on the battlefield killing Americans. And again, the Americans that have been killed would not have been killed if these detainees were not released by Obama. You know, this stuff is directly related to death. You know, other issues when you say, well, you know, this happened because Obama passed a policy, and then, there are some things that are stretches. There are some things that are stretches where you go, wow, that's a 6 degree of separation. You're stretching it, but this isn't a stretch. This is legit. This is legit. I'm going to release these 12 bad guys. Remember the bag? Remember the terrorist when he was released told the military official when he got released, he looked at him and said, "I'll see you on the battlefield. I'll see you again." Oh, wow. Okay. It's like a guy that gets convicted of you know, armed robbery, and he's at his sentencing, and the judge goes, "I give you 15 years," and he turns around and goes, "No problem. When I get out, tell the bank I'll be there again robbing them." After someone gets raped, "Hey, when I get out, I'm going to rape you again. I'm just saying. I'm going to rape you." Okay, well, I mean, this is directly related to American death. There is no 6 degrees of separation. This is, I'm releasing these 12 terrorists, these bad guys. "Oh, I don't know if we should do that." "Well, I'm doing it." Okay. All right, you guys are released. And then they go and kill Americans. Those Americans would not be dead if these 12 criminals, terrorists, animals were not released. There is no 6 degrees of separation. This is legit. This is, you did, it's like the Kate Stein. She would never be dead if this guy was never let out on the streets. You know, this is the stuff that doomed. This is the stuff that doomed Michael Dukakis. This is the stuff that doomed the Willie Horton ads, which were legit. This animal was let out of prison. This animal was let out of prison, and he went and raped again. He was never let out of prison. If he was never let to go on a furlough, the guy did it before, he should never have been given the chance to do it again. But see, remember, Democrats learn. Democrats learn. Democrats have learned. I can't stress it enough. You know how Mark Levin is all about articles of, what is it, the Confederation, whatever the hell he talks about. So like every show, it's like everybody has their own shtick. Glenn Beck is Jesus. Everything is faith and pray and Jesus and pray some more and do some more faith. Levin is about the Constitution and all these nuances in the Constitution that if we did, we would have a different government because you have, 8 states that make up this convention and then they'll go and do, just really wild stuff that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's lunacy. My shtick is always going to remind you that the only way to change policy, the only way to control government, the only way to take the country back is to control the media. And not controlling the media by holding a press conference and having all 3 networks cover it. Meaning controlling the message. Actually controlling the company that disseminates the message. Rather, it's owning the company or having programmers that program the company. So that's going to be my shtick. And I will always talk about it. Every day, I'll somehow be able to work that into a topic we're talking about. Just like Levin manages to work in articles of the Confederation or whatever the hell he's talking about. And, of course, Beck talking about, let us talk about faith. Okay. So we're not going to hear about these detainees that murdered Americans. Because again, it shows that Obama's foreign policy has been a disaster. And Hillary Clinton is running on that foreign policy. So Hillary Clinton has no problem with releasing who's ever left in Gitmo. If Obama doesn't release all of these animals before he leaves office, chances are he will. Chances are the last thing he's going to do before he walks out that door is release the rest of the detainees and close Gitmo. He could do it. He does everything on his way out. He does everything on his way out. The Dreamer thing, the executive action on that, waited till the second term. That way he couldn't get voted out. Everything that he's done that's transformed this country into crap is that second term. So that's what's going to happen. And you're not going to hear boo about these detainees that murdered our Americans. You're not going to hear it. Not going to hear it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's a failure on this administration. It's a failure on our president. These people should never have been let out of Gitmo. And now we have families of soldiers who don't have a son or they don't have a father. Because for some reason, this president, the former Secretary of State, felt that these terrorists were no longer going to be terrorists when they were let back out in the hills of Afghanistan or Pakistan or Iraq. Now, is that wishful thinking? Why? Why would they do that? Why would they do that? What's the benefit? What's the benefit? And I never understood the benefit of doing these types of things. Who does it serve? Who does it serve? No country is claiming these people. You understand? No country is claiming them. It's not like it was the Iran, Washington Post reporter swap. It wasn't like we had a couple Iranian spies. They had the Washington Post reporter, and it was like, all right, we'll give you these three spies or whatever, and you'll give us this reporter or this ex-CIA. These Gitmo detainees don't belong to a country. No country's going to say, yeah, those are our guys. Saudi Arabia's not going to go, those are our guys. So what's the benefit? What's the benefit of releasing them? What's the benefit of releasing them? And here's here's the hole in the liberal argument about Islam and Muslims and bad ones and good ones and it being just such a small population. And when we talk bad about Muslims, we're creating enemies because the good Muslims, which make up 90% of all Muslims, get offended. So if that's the case, you have to reverse that type of thinking and apply it to when we release 12 detainees. Who are we showing good faith, or who are we showing? If bad Muslims make up a very teeny tiny small percentage of the Muslim population, who are we releasing these detainees to make them feel that America are good guys? You kind of follow me? If it's a small population of bad Muslims, why are we pandering to that small population? Because that population is the only population that would care if we released 12 detainees from Gitmo. The overwhelming majority of good Muslims shouldn't care about those 12 detainees because they're bad guys. They're terrorists. They're murderers. So why would good Muslims care about those 12 detainees? Right? In their liberal logic, in their liberal thinking, that's correct, right? So then, who are we impressing by releasing these 12 detainees? We have to be impressive. Why would we do it? Ultimately, why would we do it? Listen, we don't release people from American jails for attempted murder. We don't. I mean, very rarely does somebody get out for attempted murder. If you get convicted for attempted murder, normally you're doing 50, 60 to life. Maybe if you're lucky. Maybe if you're lucky, you can get out when you're in your 80s. It's happened. Sure, it's happened. Well, these 12 detainees were captured on the battlefield. They were captured trying to kill Americans. They were captured plotting to kill Americans. They were captured killing Americans, because some of them did. So they're murderers or attempted murderers. At the most, they've been in Gitmo 15 years. At the most. And I'm sure some of them were there a lot less. So why are we releasing murderers and attempted murderers out on the streets to try to murder again? Makes no sense. And if they're not associated with a country, no one's claiming them, we're not doing it for a favor, and if they're part of the Muslim world, which is a very small portion that is bad and evil, what would it matter to all the good Muslims that were releasing these animals? Think about that. Think about that. Let that resonate a little. Let that marinate a little. Okay? Just take it in. Waft it in. Just waft it in. You know, when you're with your buddy and you're like, oh man, what's that smell? And your friend's laughing. And you're like, dude, what died in you? It's like, yeah, man, isn't it? And you get kind of like, You get lured in to just the heinous smell, where you start taking it in. And you're like, oh, God, man, Jesus. That's what I want you to do with what I just told you. I want you to take it in like it's a dirty, rancid fart. Take it in. Take it in through your nose. Let it go through your lungs. And exhale it out your mouth. It's the Rob Zicari Show. All right, we're done. And as you saw, there is no Cat Z again. Yes. And I will be here tomorrow. So I'm not taking tomorrow off. I thought I was going to have to. It wasn't that I wanted to. It was because I was going to have to. I was going to have to take Cat Z somewhere. But I don't have to now because where I have to take her is on the 20th. We got a reprieve. But Cat Z will be back Monday. She might be back tomorrow. I don't know. I'm not sure. But either way, she will return. But I'll be back for sure tomorrow. And we'll be pumping through another awesome day of craziness in the political world. So with that, you guys are great. You guys are the best. Thank you for watching. Don't forget the Twitter. Don't forget the website, therobzicarishow.com. Go there. I promise you will enjoy the articles that are on the site. I promise you will. I promise. Promise, promise, promise. Go there. Check them out. Go to the Twitter feed. My Twitter feed is at Rob Zicari Show. Check it out. Promise you will like it. Go to Facebook. I know. We've always had Facebook, but I've never promoted it. I've never promoted the Facebook. But go to Facebook. Okay, and Facebook is the Rob Zicari Show. So go to Facebook, and you can, I don't know, do Facebooky things. Go to Facebook, and you can do Facebooky things. It's complicated, that Facebook. I don't run my Facebook. My show writer, my writer, producer, he does the Facebook. So he puts up the posts. He does that. Every so I'll go on there and just see, what's up. But it's complicated. It's complicated. It's very complicated. Very complicated. It is. It's very complicated. It's very complicated.